Blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Thank you for joining me for the Trumpet of Truth podcast. My name is Brother Greg Bray. I'm the pastor of Lighthouse Baptist Church in Bruce, Mississippi.
There's be a question at all that
God did. God did.
Hey, neighbor. Welcome to the Trumpet of Truth podcast. I'm excited again today. I'm just excited every week. Every week that we get to go to thoughts on what God said and what God did. Thank you so much for that song. That song was recorded at Camp Zion in March 2012, entitled God Did. John Carl Lancaster wrote that song. That was he and his brother Jesse. Jesse was very young. John Carl was younger then. We sure do thank them for that song and John Carl writing it for us. A lot of those songs. And listen, if you haven't heard his songs, you can go to his website and listen to those songs that he has written. He has written a lot of songs. His website is jc3lancaster.com. We will continue today for the third week talking about creation. I like to talk about creation. I like to talk about creation versus evolution. I like to talk about God did. And God did create, didn't he? Oh, thank God for Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Let's hear from John Carl as he talks about God in creation.
As I look around and about us, I think about creation. It amazes me that some folks could even convince themselves to believe in evolution. Of course, I believe creation because I believe the Bible, and I know that God's word is true. And it tells us that God created all that's round and about us. But even if you look close into creation, even at some of the animals that God has created, they even bear symbols and references to what Christ did for us, and that was to pay our sin debt on the cross. We all know about the donkey. The Jerusalem donkey, how it bears a cross on its back. And that's an amazing thing. But there's a lot of others. One of my favorites is a common garden moth. Of course, I'm just a country boy. I can't pronounce the professional names of it. But it carries a cross on its wings. When its wings are closed, it has a perfect cross. And I found one day and didn't know what it was and had to look it up. But that's just amazing to me. Not only did God create everything, but he even left signs in his creation that points us towards him. And there's so many more that I don't know about and so many that other folks know about. But it's just an amazing thing to see how God points to himself in his creation.
John Carl was talking about a garden moth. I looked up the garden moth with a cross on its back, and here's what I found. The common garden moth with distinctive markings of a cross on its wings. It's active both day and night and poses no significant threat to a garden, even in its larval stage. Isn't that amazing? It poses no threat, no significant threat to a garden. Isn't that just like God, that he'd put his cross on the back of a moth and speak to us about how that the cross is not a threat, the cross is a blessing. Amen. See, all of those signs in creation, God put them out there. And I thank God for creation and what it says to us. Listen to what he said through his servant David in Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun. Now, I know he's talking about the heavens, but just think about this. He's speaking of creation, what he created. Day unto day uttereth speech. God's talking in his creation. Amen. Glory to God. And let me say it again, just like I said a little while ago after the song. The song itself said it. God did. Listen to Isaac as he responds to what we've been talking about.
So one of my favorite Bible verses, which I have a couple hundred, but one of my favorite Bible verses is Amos 5:8, which says, "Seek him that maketh the seven stars and Orion, and turneth the shadow of death into the morning, and maketh the day dark with night, that calleth for the waters of the sea, and poureth them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name." You know, as somebody has already said, it's amazing the pictures that you get in creation. He mentioned a cross on a donkey and a cross on a moth. Well, there's also a cross in the sky. The Southern Cross is a constellation, as you probably already know, and it's a cross. And that just amazes me that God even put in the sky a picture of the price that Jesus would have to pay for our sins. And so that just amazes me how wonderful our God's creation is and what he's done. And I've just read the scripture where it said he's the one that made Orion. The constellations are amazing, and it's impossible for this world to have evolved of itself. It's just impossible. But on top of that, it is a beautiful creation, and on top of that, there's pictures everywhere. The stars actually make pictures in the sky. I know you know that. I'm just reminding you, friend, that the sky is full of constellations, and God is saying in his word, "I made that." And he made that so that we could see that. And I'm very thankful for a cross in the sky. The Southern Cross, go look it up. The Southern Cross is in the sky.
God put a lot of things in the sky for us. He put a rainbow in the days of Noah. And the rainbow's still visible today to us, and it's all for a purpose. You see, God created for a purpose. Jesse's going to tell us what he thinks about the rainbow.
There's no better picture than a rainbow. The Lord put that as a reminder that he would not destroy the earth with water. He had a promise. It's a promise, a covenant. And they've turned it into junk. There's definitely a big consequence for anyone that would turn something so wonderful into something so terrible. That's nothing y'all don't know, but it's definitely truth. And if you think about it, it's amazing that the Lord would just put something in the sky just for us. It's hard to believe that some people do believe evolution. I mean, you just got to look around, look at the world, look at the whole universe. It's amazing how you think this would just evolve. But I was going to say, if you look at the animals, their instincts, how they know exactly what they need to do to survive and to thrive.
There are so many ways that you could say something about creation, God's creation. Probably the simplest thing to say is what we heard in the beginning in the song, God did. On next week's podcast, we're going to end our discussion about creation. We're going to let Brother Nathaniel Lancaster talk to us why he believes in creation versus evolution. So tune in to next week's podcast. Thank you for joining me today. If you need to contact me, trumpetoftruth85@gmail.com. I sure do appreciate it, and please comment on the YouTube channel, on Any of the other ways that you listen to the podcast, please comment. I want you to, and had a lot of comments, had a lot of encouragement to keep on going, and I thank you so much. We're going to close out today with just a little portion of that song that we heard in the beginning. I'm not going to play the whole song, but just give you just a little bit, and that'll be the close of our podcast today.
Who made the earth, the sun and the moon? Who made the stars, the planets above?
God did.
Who made the oceans, the lakes and the creeks? Who made the rivers and the fish in the sea?